AM. FM. In Your Face Radio.
Welcome back to the Captain Jack Show. Once again, I'm your host, Captain Jack. Well, today is the day after Thanksgiving, and I'm proud to say I did not overeat yesterday. I didn't strictly stay on my diet, but I did not really overindulge and only really had one serving of dinner, and it wasn't a tremendously large serving. So I kept within my diet for the most part. I had a little bit of turkey, and instead of mashed potatoes, my wife made mashed cauliflower, which is actually surprisingly good, and I had a little bit of stuffing and a tiny bit of gravy. So, it was a pretty decent meal, although I did overindulge in the wine a little bit and had way too many calories with regard to that. I haven't weighed myself today, but as of yesterday, I was down almost 37 pounds, and that is, to me, pretty astounding in the amount of time that I've actually been on this weight loss program. It's only been a little bit more than a month. But I am feeling much better generally. My knees don't hurt nearly as much as they did. Unfortunately, I still am having a problem with my left hip. That roulette wheel of pain keeps landing on the left hip the same day. The same spot every day. And I've been walking when I can. Unfortunately, again, the pain in my hip sometimes prevents me from walking, and I don't want to overdo it. I am walking pretty slowly when I do, but it is exercise and it is burning calories, and I am getting to where I want to be. I met my first actual weight loss goal, and I mean my real one, which was to lose 30 pounds by Thanksgiving. I actually lost 36 pounds. My next goal was to be down to 275 by Christmas, which would be a total weight loss of 56.5 pounds by a day. Now, I have, in fact, met the stated goal in my show, which is that I can now see my dick in the shower, and I have said hello to my little friend. I'm sorry I can't do the accent this morning from Scarface, but I have seen my dick in the shower, which of course makes my showers much longer than they used to be. In any event, we're going to talk about a few things today that are in the current events, especially in Birtherland. But I did want to talk to you a little bit about Thanksgiving. I did want to talk to you about a little bit about early Christmas. Now, I really love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my favorite meal of the year. We usually keep it close, close family, just my wife, my kids, and this year we had two boyfriends and a very special friend who is basically like an adopted son to us. And no, that's not a gay boyfriend of somebody, just somebody my daughter was very close to when she was in college, and we've kind of adopted him. He protected her throughout college, and we're just very close to him, and he's a good guy, and he's my adopted black son. Now, but as much as I like Thanksgiving, it brings to mind an event that happened, I don't know, maybe 8-10 months or so ago. I was driving home from work, and I was attacked by a wild turkey, and it was really, really bizarre. I'm driving on the street, and it was a local road. I wasn't on the highway or anything, and there's a car in front of me that had stopped, and it seemed to be like it was waiting for something, and I couldn't see anything. I couldn't understand why it was stopped. Then all of a sudden, from my right, a wild turkey starts crossing the street. I'm not even sure if the car was stopped for the wild turkey or something else, because this turkey was actually behind his car. And it starts attacking my car, and the turkey was screaming at me. Now, I know this is radio, so you can't really see this, but try to visualize a turkey with a cocked head, like bobbing its head and screaming at me. And yeah, if you were in the room, I could give you a demonstration of it, but it was really, really bizarre, because these are the types of things that happen to me. I get attacked by wild turkeys, and then, you know, just to show you how, you know, I've been saying that crazy finds me, I attract crazy, is, you know, I send a text message out to some friends and my wife after the turkey attacks me, and, you know, nobody's surprised by this, because this is exactly the sort of thing that happens to me on a fairly regular basis. But Thanksgiving has always, of course, been the traditional start of the Christmas season. Today, as I do this, it's Black Friday, and the sales and the days that people are doing this, doing the Black Friday sales, it's gotten out of control. Yesterday, many, many stores around us were open the entire day, and others opened at midnight, and some others opened at 10 p.m. And I think that's getting to be a bit of the absurd, because I realize that the Christmas season is incredibly important to retailers, but there has to be some effort on our part not to rush the season like this. I mean, we can put aside the fact that, you know, the workers who are being forced to work on Thanksgiving are away from their families, and it's unreasonable and it's unfair, and the stores can get away with it because jobs are scarce and whatnot. But at the same time, I look at it as being we're rushing the season. And one of the things that we do about rushing the seasons is the radio stations that start playing Christmas music really early. And there's one station around us that started, it was a little over a week ago. I'm sorry, it was 8 days ago. It was last Sunday. Today's Friday, so it was 5 days ago. They started playing all Christmas music all the time. Now, I will say there was one good thing about that, because I have three favorite Christmas songs. And those three favorite Christmas songs are Little Drummer Boy by Bob Seger, and Nat King Cole's A Christmas Song, and Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And Christmas is never complete. It's never really Christmas until I've heard all three songs on the radio. Now, I can listen to all three songs anytime I want to on YouTube or on an iPod or something like that, but it has to be played on the radio. So I actually had been in my office Sunday morning, and I'm driving back home, and little Drummer Boy comes on, and this was the first day of Christmas music, and I'm listening to the song, and I'm smiling, and the next song that comes on is Nat King Cole. So two of my favorite songs right in a row. Then they took a commercial break, and the next song that they played was Bruce Springsteen. My three favorite songs all heard on the same day, on the first day of Christmas music playing, and this was like, to me, a Christmas miracle. You know, it's better than Festivus, and it's a Christmas miracle, and I really enjoyed it. It made me smile the rest of the day, and hopefully, you know, it was it's going to make for a good holiday season. But I don't like the fact that they start Christmas music so early. I think people get burned out by it. But the thing that you notice most if you're listening to Christmas music on all Christmas music station at this time of year, is how few Christmas songs there really are. Now, I'm going to take out the religious ones. I'm going to talk about the pop ones, but there are really not that many songs. There's maybe 12, and you know, they're just done by different artists. So you have maybe 42 versions of I'll Be Home for Christmas, and, you know, 20 versions of Little Drummer Boy and various other, but there really only are about 12 Christmas songs, and you don't realize it until you only hear in Christmas music. Now, even though I'm Jewish, I do enjoy Christmas music, and I have to say that, you know, some of the religious songs, like O Holy Night and Silent Night, and some of those, they're some of the most beautiful songs ever written. Unfortunately, it's celebrating something that never happened in terms of Christmas Day, because Jesus was born in April, and this was a holiday that was picked to coincide with the winter solstice in order to attract pagans to Christianity. And that actually happened a lot in the Christian religion. Easter, which may have happened with around that time of Jesus' birth, but I'm sorry, Jesus' death, actual death, but it was probably in the spring also, because it appears that the last summer probably was a Passover Seder. And but a lot of the Easter traditions are tied to pagan rites of fertility, like the Easter bunny and Easter eggs. And again, it was to try and bring in non-Christians into the fold by tying Christian holidays with pagan rituals, so there was not that much of a transition. A lot of people don't know that, but that in fact is the case. It was a grand marketing plan, and in fact, it was a great marketing plan. And some of those traditions have come through to today. You know, the Christmas tree was a pagan ritual, etc. In any event, enough about the holidays. Except that I will say that being on a weight loss program during the holiday season is not the easiest thing in the world. But I'm proud to say that I'm continuing to lose weight, and I will reach my goals, because it is all about self-control, and it is all about taking control and responsibility for your life and making good decisions. That's pretty much it for that portion. I haven't gotten any emails this week to discuss, or any phone calls, but I do want to get into the some of the topics of the day, and we'll address that now. I've been paying a lot of attention to the birther movement, as usual, and this past week was as good as it gets. People don't understand my obsession with the birther movement, and I'm here to tell you that it's not even that I care about it, because it's such a fringe movement. But the reality is, my obsession comes not from my interest in the actual issue, but my obsession comes from the humor. And that is that this is the funniest thing probably I've ever seen in my entire life. And I go to birther websites, and I argue with people, and they'll sit there and they'll say to me, you're here to educate the masses. You need to prove this, you need to prove that. And here's the reality, folks. I don't need to prove jack shit. The only thing I'm there for is my own amusement, and this bothers them when I tell them, but I'm there to laugh. I'm there for my own amusement, because I'm there by choice. If I really allowed or thought that the birther movement was very bothersome to me, I simply wouldn't pay attention to it. There's no reason for me to go to those pages except to read the stupidity and post about it. And I've been doing that a lot, especially in light of what happened in New Hampshire last week. And that was classic. For those of you who are not aware, Orly Tates, the self-professed queen of the birthers, went to New Hampshire to give evidence at a hearing in front of the election committee in order to have Barack Obama removed from the primary ballot, where the primary is going to be in January. And for those of you who are aware of it or want to be aware of it, you can actually go to YouTube or a couple of other websites and find the entire 57 minutes of the hearing. And there's also a videotape of the aftermath. And we're talking about comedy gold, people. And when I come back from the break, I'll go into it in a little bit more detail, and we're going to discuss it at length.
I think this is about as good a time as any to take a break, and I'll be back in about a minute after a word from our sponsors. But by the way, if you're interested in sponsoring the Captain Jack Show, please get in touch with Jay from inyourfaceradio.net.
Would you like to record now? Start anywhere you like.
This is In Your Face Radio. Political talk without all the bullshit. In Your Face Radio. Radio without eating disorders.
I prefer Andrew accuse somebody of a felony without being convicted in the court of law.
I know, and it is not outrageous, and I think it's outrageous for people to act as if you can only speak the way our criminal justice system works.
Drug use.
First smoked marijuana somewhere in California.
Or lies.
Moving the economy forward.
In Your Face Radio.
Hi, this is Derek Turner from FreePress.net and StopBigMedia.com, and you're listening to In Your Face Radio.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
Hi. Join us every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific, for JD In Your Face, a political rock goddess. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here at InYourFaceRadio.net. Give it a voice.
In Your Face Radio.
We'll do it live! F*** it! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
We're doing it live.
And we're back from the break.
So Orly goes up to New Hampshire and she gets a hearing in front of the election committee based upon a complaint that she filed in opposing Barack Obama's appearance on the primary ballot. Now, how she had standing for this, I have no idea, since she's not a resident of New Hampshire, but they took her complaint, they gave it over to the Attorney General's office, and they scheduled a hearing for her to present testimony and evidence. Well, she testifies, and she goes through her usual spiel, the president wasn't born here, he uses 39 different Social Security numbers, and he has his birth certificate's forgery, and she goes into her spiel about the fact that her father wasn't a citizen, and therefore he's not a natural-born citizen based upon the case of Minor versus Happersett, etc. And she forgets to do one thing. She forgets to call any witnesses. Now, attached to her complaint, apparently, is, because she kept trumpeting this, 85 pages of documents, or it was an 85-page complaint that had 63 pages of documents, which had affidavits of expert after expert after expert who shows that the birth certificate is a forgery. Now, this, I assume, and I will say it is an assumption, although it wasn't a court, there had to be rules of evidence that were involved in this. And, folks, affidavits are not evidence. They are hearsay. And the opinions of these experts were meaningless anyway. And the reason is that you can't say anything's a forgery based upon a scanned version of a photocopy, but be that as it may, you're talking about you're talking about hearsay. It's classic hearsay. And even if these people were experts, and I doubt their expertise, they weren't subject to cross-examination, those opinions never got into evidence. So the only thing that you had was Orly Tates getting on the stand and saying, in her opinion, and she is not an expert, the president's documentation is not accurate, and it's not genuine, and that's meaningless. Now, of course, he did testify about the Battelle definition of natural-born citizen, which is not now, nor has it ever been, law of this country, and the case of Minor versus Happersett, which is the cornerstone of the Battelle argument, does not say what the birthers say that it says. In fact, it actually says the opposite of what the birthers claim, and that's because birther logic doesn't exist. If you read the case, you'll see that it specifically goes, the court specifically went out of its way to say they were not limiting the definition of natural born citizen to those born on U.S. soil to two citizen parents. I'm not going to go into chapter and verse because it bores even me at this point, but there are numerous cases that have come to the opposite conclusion, and the law is very clear that anybody born on U.S. soil is a natural-born citizen, with a couple of exceptions that, again, I'm not going to get into right now. But this was literally hysterical. I mean, she goes through this. She's not even cross-examined by anybody from the Attorney General's office. She presents no witnesses, even though she's testifying. She presents no witnesses. And, you know, the New Hampshire puts on its case. The board takes a break for 5-10 minutes, comes back, and unanimously denies her request to have him removed. Now, people in the audience at that point, oh, and I have to go back and say there were other people who testified, not that they were called as witnesses by Orly Tates, but there were people in the stands, people in the audience who got up, they said they wanted to testify, and their testimony was nonsense, and didn't present any facts. Again, it was all opinions. In fact, even at one point, Orly Tates was asked by the panel whether she had any actual evidence that the president was not a natural born citizen, or to support her opinions, or whether she just had opinions. And her answer to the question was no, and she didn't present any evidence. Now, this is, again, this is a proceeding, and it's a court of some kind. She has a burden of proof to say that he's not a natural-born citizen, or that it shouldn't belong on the ballot. It's not, shouldn't just be her opinion. In fact, all she did was, her whole entire presentation was, he's not a natural-born citizen because I say he's not a natural-born citizen, you have to remove him from the ballot. And then when they didn't, these people in the audience started calling the panel traitors and treasonous and cowards, etc. And in fact, a state representative suggested that they would have to go out in the public with masks on, with disguises. I'm not sure if he meant to protect themselves or just to hide, but it was really, really a bizarre scene. And then there's film of these nitwits gathering together in a different room, trying to strategize about what they're going to be doing. And it's the aftermath after this is over. And everything's on YouTube, and it's all over the internet, and it's all over Facebook about what happened. And it gets onto WND, again, that's World Net Daily, and people are commenting about it, and they're talking about how, you know, obviously these people are corrupt, and they've been bought out, and whatnot. Because apparently everybody in the entire world, except for birthers, are in on the conspiracy, because this belief is so ingrained in their system that anybody who does not agree with them, and anybody who opposes their views, must either be a traitor, a corrupt, scared, sold out, or something along those lines. There's no possibility in these people's minds that they may be wrong. And, you know, you read some of these comments, and it's absolutely mind-boggling where they're coming from. But Orly Tates, on the heels of losing yet another birther, I'll call it a lawsuit, it's not really a lawsuit, but another birther hearing, is she sends a letter to the head of the Republican Party in New Hampshire, demanding that the Attorney General be fired and be replaced, and he sends a letter back to her, basically telling her to shut the fuck up and get out of her state, that she's a lunatic, and, you know, he's not going to give any credence to anything that she says. So, of course, now she's on a campaign calling him corrupt and trying to get him unseated. And it's the unmitigated gall and the thought that this is ego gone amok, because where she comes across, I mean, where she believes that she has the idea or she has the capacity to demand anybody to be fired because they did not agree with her position, is it's absurd. I mean, it's somebody called it a narcissistic personality disorder, and I have to say, even as a layman, I have to agree with that. I mean, she actually seems to believe that any person who opposes her is a traitor, and she has the right to demand that they be fired, or and in fact, even on her website, I think she wanted them, she suggested that they be tried for treason and be hung. I mean, it's... She demanded a new hearing with 5 new panel members because the other 5 panel members were all corrupt and bought out. She claimed falsely that all 5 of them were Democrats. And it's out of control, people. But it is just so fucking funny. And you have to read her website and you have to watch the videos because, even her followers, they think this woman is a great lawyer, and she is probably the worst lawyer maybe in the history of the country. But it's off the wall, off the charts funny. The only thing that I've seen recently that rivals the comedy, put out by Orly Tate, was there is now apparently a protest by some people, and they're Tea Party people, and they tend to be the same kind of people who are birthers and, whatnot, real fringe people. But there's a protest against Butterball turkeys. Why, you say? Because apparently Butterball turkeys are now killed in compliance with Sharia law, with the Muslim faith. And somehow or other, apparently, there are people who are up in arms because they believe this is the Muslim faith being forced down their throats. Well, it's not being forced down their throats because, they have a choice of which turkeys they want to buy, but, and I'm no expert in Sharia law or the Islamic faith, or even if it is Sharia law, it might just be the Islamic faith, but it's, my understanding is that it's pretty much the same way that kosher animals are killed. And by and large, it's tried to be the most humane way of killing an animal so that it doesn't release hormones into the system. So you don't stun them, you kill them painlessly, etc. And yet, these same people probably wouldn't have a problem buying a kosher turkey, but they have an issue with regard to turkeys that have been apparently slaughtered, in the eyes, with some sort of blessing in the eyes of a false idol. And it's bizarre. I mean, if you go to the Butterball Facebook page and you read some of the comments there about what a horrible company Butterball is because of this, it doesn't get any funnier than this, people. And I've said this before, and I'll say this again, but this era, this time in our history, is going to go down as a period when a small but very vocal group of people went completely fucking nuts. And that's the only way to explain it, people. These people are psychotic. It's a turkey, people. It's a turkey. I don't know what else to say about it. It's a turkey. In any event, this is Captain running out of time for today. And this is Captain Jack saying ahoy, and I will talk to you next week. Remember, if you want to email me, you can reach me at CaptainJack97@hotmail.com or CaptainJack@inyourfaceradio.net. And if you wish to call me and leave me a message, you can reach me at 610-241-7150.